Welcome to Change Surfer Radio. I'm Dr. J, and for the next half hour, I'll be your guide to a sexy high-tech vision of a radically democratic future. So keep your mind open and your radio tuned to the left. Today I'm speaking with Kathy Shaw. She's the author of The Campaign Manager. She served three terms as the mayor of Ashland, Oregon. She's consulted and lectured widely on campaign management. I'm really excited to have someone from Oregon on the program, especially someone who's been in public office there, because Oregon's been such a laboratory for democratic experimentation, especially for bioethicists like me. You've got that wonderful Kitzhaber guy out there who did the Oregon rationing system, and you've got your assisted suicide stuff going on. So a lot of interesting things, experiments happening in Oregon.
There really are. They're starting from the bottle bill and some of our landmark policies on keeping Oregon beaches open. We have some of the most, I think, successful land use policies in the nation. The representative that I work for, who's currently running for state senate, was one of the architects of the Oregon Health Plan, to which you referred under Governor Kitzhaber, and also serves on the board of Death with Dignity and is actively involved in that as well.
You have written this book, The Campaign Manager, and it's a wonderful season to be talking about the topics in that book, because we have this election season going on and so much money and attention being focused. So I know that there's probably lots of folks who are interested in the lessons that you've pulled out of your experience. And you have, as one of the things that you talk about in your book, the 10 commandments of a good campaign. Why don't we start with that? What are the 10 commandments?
Well, the first commandment is honor your base. And when I talk about a base, I'm referring to the people that will vote for you even if you're in jail. These are people that just will stick with you no matter what. And while they are not people that require a great deal of time, attention, resources, and money, you certainly must acknowledge their support and talk to them from time to time. The second is to stay on your message. We hear this throughout any size campaign, whether it's local, state, or national. The third is money. Money is thy savior, but in this case, I thought I would make it more parallel with the rest of the commandments. Money generally tracks a winner 80% of the time. I have been outspent on many campaigns by opposition. It's not a requisite for winning, but it certainly helps. Never tell a lie is the fourth commandment. Pretty obvious. Aim at the souls that can be saved is the fifth and possibly one of the most important.
What does that mean?
Well, basically, you have the saints, the sinners, and the savables in any campaign. The saints are your base, as I said, the people who will vote for you no matter what. The sinners are those that will never vote for you. You don't want to spend any time or money there. The remaining are the savables that all too often refer to swing vote or the switch hitters, the people that will move from one party to the next in the same ballot.
Kathy, let's stop there for a second, because there's been a lot of discussion in this last year about the increasing political polarization in the United States and the shrinking of the swing, that there are fewer and fewer, even though there are fewer and fewer people in the country who strongly identify with either party. It seems like there are fewer and fewer people who are up for grabs in this
Correct.
Election season. And you agree with that?
Absolutely. There is a great deal of polarization. I know here in the state of Oregon there is, and it looks like it's pretty rampant nationwide. There are those of us that are just firmly on one side and those of us that are firmly on another, and we just simply are not going to move no matter what, how many pieces of direct mail are sent to us, and no matter what is said. The remaining, basically there's 40% that are locked in on either side. That leaves 20% that are up for grabs. That 20%, and people mistakenly think that independent voters are that. They are anything but independent. They are generally people that are aligned with one party or the other. Swing voters can be found among independents, they can be found among Democrats, and they can be found among Republicans. Within my book, I have a section called Precinct Analysis, which helps campaigns to identify exactly where the swing vote lives. And it's all part of the public information and using past voting tendencies of various precincts, you're able to see how many people within a precinct actually move between individuals in one party or another. One of the best ways to identify the swing vote is to take a campaign in which somebody in your party absolutely tanked, was defeated 5-1, and then you take somebody, who is remaining, that's your base. That's the people who are going to stay with you no matter what. If you win a race where you lost 5-1, those that have voted for you are going to vote for you no matter what. You do the same thing on the other side. You find a candidate who lost in the opposition party by a huge margin, and that percentage that stuck with that candidate is the base vote on that other side. The difference between those is actually the swing vote. You will find it within precincts of any voting district, people who simply don't move. They just stick to party. There will be very, very little swing. And then there'll be other areas, irrespective of registration, where there'll be a huge swing vote. That's where you want to spend your time, your resources, your energy, where you want to place your candidate for the canvas.
Have you ever invested in any psychodemographic marketing, looking at your swing voters in terms of what kind of cultural groups they are, what kind of liquor they buy, what kind of magazines they read? There's a bunch of consultants who do this kind of thing.
I know there. When you get down to the precinct level, that data is not generally available. I do, however, do something very similar. I pull out issue-based campaigns that have been voted on in the areas in which my candidate is running. And I look to see how people in a given precinct have voted in the past for those issue-based campaigns. Oregon is a real measure-happy state. We generally have about 35 issue-based campaigns on a statewide ballot. And of course, there'll be lots of local elections for schools, libraries, parks, road improvement, all kinds of things. You can really get an excellent roadmap to the thinking and the voting proclivities of any given precinct simply based on past voting practices. You will find out if a particular area is more supportive of law enforcement or schools, is more supportive of, issues regarding environment versus issues regarding business, or all of those things. And then you can actually package your message to these particular neighborhoods based on what their issues are that mean the most to them, and they will in small areas like where you live and where I live, there are very independent, fiercely independent communities that have very, very different voting records, and the registration, I got to say, really does not give you a clear enough indication. Gender and age also will not give you a clear indication. Women voters in my town are very different than women voters two towns over. So it's important to overlay voting practices of candidates and parties with issue-based campaigns to give you the very kind of information that you have indicated that expensive firms will find for you. In addition to that, you can go online and look up information about how certain demographics shop or what programs they watch. Right now, for example, my age group, I'm 50 years old, my age group is very interested in home and gardens, and we watch a lot of TV programming on that, and we buy a lot of things to improve our home and the place that we live in. And that can be a good way to kind of get at the programming that people are most receptive to your message and influence them to vote for your candidate. So there are lots and lots of techniques, all free, that an individual can get at in hopes of positioning his or herself in a campaign.
This is Dr. J. This is Change Surfer Radio that you're listening to. I'm speaking today with Kathy Shaw. She's the author of Campaign Manager. She served 3 terms as the mayor of Ashland, Oregon.